Lorenak, here we are. It's a new year, new beginnings, new things to do. Let's kick off with some chilled beer.
Yeah, so I guess it's the first year they're doing this. The chilly weather, I think, calls for a nice cold beer, don't you think?
last week we talked about margaritas and tequila, which I don't consider to be a winter type of beverage. Okay. But, you know, here we are. Why not? I mean, you know, I've been watching a lot of football. Mm-hmm. And they keep advertising for beer and tailgates and, you know, where it's really cold. So why not do it here in southern New Mexico?
For a while there it was warm, but it looks like we're cooling down again. So this is going to be the first Las Cruces Winter Beer Fest, and it's from 5 to 11 p.m. Friday, which the weather should be nice and chilly. But I'm sure they're very much prepared for that. So 240 beers that are going to be featured at the festival. And tickets include 10 beer samples. There's also going to be live music, food trucks, vendors, and much more. And, of course, it's a 21 and over event.
Now, this is happening at the New Mexico Farm and Ranch Heritage Museum today.
Yes.
So that's happening tonight until 11 p.m. at the New Mexico Farm and Ranch Heritage Museum.
I say it's a nice way to end the week.
Why not?
Just go straight from work over.
And again, you know, gosh darn it, let's get on track with everybody else and have cold beer on a cool day.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to the Fountain Theater. Now, this is interesting. Caught my attention. Laughs.
Yeah, so they've been doing this series off and on for a while. I think for like the past year or two. It's called A Laugh at the Fountain. It takes place in Mesilla at the historic Fountain Theater. This particular show is going to be featuring performances from Eddie Tafoya. He's from Albuquerque. And then comedian Goldie Garcia, and she's actually been labeled New Mexico's First Lady of Comedy. And then we're going to have magician and mentalist, I'm sure all you guys know, Jamie O'Hara. Tickets are pretty affordable, $10. And then there's also, if you didn't know, the Fountain Theater also opens up into La Posta bar area, so you can enjoy a nice drink, enjoy some comedy, and have a good night out.
And that's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool deal. Three acts, one night, $10. Not a bad deal.
If you've never been to that theater, too, it's a nice theater.
It's a nice setting. Let's move on to Randy Granger, New Mexico Heritage Series.
Yeah, a lot of people know Randy around here. He is Native American. He's an acclaimed musician, both locally and then also like on a national scale. He's gotten a lot of attention for his talent. So he's going to be performing as part of the New Mexico Heritage Series, which is through the Rio Grande Theater. And he's going to be performing Native music and stories from 7:30 to 9:30 on Saturday. And he'll be taking the stage, joined by some guest performers and some other really great talents here in Las Cruces.
So it's going to be some drumming, some flute playing, and a little bit of everything, huh?
Yeah.
Should be a lot of fun. On the Taste for Your Impulse, talk to me about the Great American Steak Burger.
Yeah, so if you were wondering what was over there where Ump 88 used to be, this is what filled this place. I know a lot of us are familiar.
And it's about time, because it had been sitting empty for a while.
It had. So Great American Steak Burger, you might recognize the name. It's an offshoot of Great American Land and Cattle Company, which is really well known around this area for their really good steaks. So this is kind of part of that same company. So they do offer steaks, but they're also, this particular restaurant's known for their steak burgers, which ground up steak into a burger, and there you have your steak burger.
Steak burger. Is that how it works?
Yeah. They got some really good selections for that. But in addition to that, you also can try some really amazing steaks, some of their signature side dishes, like their Great American Beans, which I heard have a nice little bite to them. And then there's also coleslaw, pineapple coleslaw that they have featured there. But then they also have seafood and chicken and pulled pork and a bunch of other really great flavors.
So that's the Great American Steak Burger, where Ump 88 used to be up on Picacho.
On Picacho Hills, yeah.
Okay, Lorena, well, thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.